interesting.
But in New Orleans, well, that was regular procedure.
Uh-huh.
Give them something for land, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
A woman what?
What would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Usually nothing but an apron.
Mm-hmm. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pins.
And a dime is worth.
A what?
A dime is worth.
10 cents.
Okay. And.
And nickels became known as jitneys after a while.
Jitneys?
J-I-T-N-E-Y.
Hmm. Well, how did they get that name?
Can't imagine. We had streetcars years and years ago, and after they discontinued, well, before those we had horse-drawn cars. They were not as large.
Mm-hmm.
But after the streetcars were discontinued, some men operated what they called jitneys around here. It was a form of public transportation which could carry a few persons, maybe one in the front seat and three in the back. The fare was pretty low, and they called them jitneys.
Mm-hmm. Was the fare a nickel? Is that?
I don't remember. I think so. Must have been a nickel. Don't see how they made the money on it. Gasoline was not as expensive then.
And say if a man was going to go to church on Sunday, what would he wear?
Generally a blue suit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, very frequently, blue serge, S-E-R-G-E, suit, which in time grew shiny and slick on the seats of the trousers.
This used to be a three-part suit, didn't it?
The what?
It used to be a three-part suit, didn't it? Three-piece suit.
Coat, vest, and trousers. There's still some.
Uh-huh. Is there any other name for trousers?
Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Breeches.
And say if a man was out working around a barn or working outside, he might wear something that come up all the way.
Overalls.
Uh-huh. And say if you went outside without your coat, then you got cold and you wanted it, you might tell someone, would you go inside the house and wet me my coat?
Put on a coat or a sweater or a jacket.
Or if it's inside, your coat's inside, you'd ask someone else to go inside and wet me my coat.
If you were outside and you want to send somebody inside,
uh-huh.
You just tell them what you wanted and where to look for it. Coat,
okay.
Jacket, sweater, what it might be. Although the term jacket is comparatively new.
Mm-hmm. And say if you came home from work and say a man came home from work and there was a package there, you ask where did it come from, his wife might say, well, the delivery boy what it here.
Usually the delivery boy would bring it from a store.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store, clothing store, what have you, hardware store.
So she'd say, well, this afternoon the delivery boy.
Most likely she would say Jones' grocery store sent it, or Smith's hardware store, or
talking about bringing it, you'd say they what it here.
Never use the term fetch, they said bring.
Mm-hmm. How would you say it? You'd say this afternoon they what it
brought
here.
It.
Hmm?
Brought it.
Okay. And or another way of saying that, you'd say they have what this package here. They have.
Are you speaking of the person who sent it or the person who brought it?
Well, talking about bringing it, you'd say they have